All right, Josh, you look at your off season, and I know everyone's trying to accomplish something during their off season. And for you, coming off of last year, what were some of the things that were really important to you to get to heading into spring training?
I mean, there's the physical aspect of it, of the off season, where you want to get stronger or lighter, or whichever the preferences that you choose. For me, I'm just trying to, you know, continue to grow muscle and be more agile, running better and stuff, like good footwork stuff. I just try to be the best athlete I can every offseason, just, you know, grow in that aspect. And also in my mindset during my games, whenever I'm in the cage, I try to have, you know, a game-like mindset. So I'm always, you know, focused, like, you know, it's the real deal, and I have to be locked in and I have to be ready. So I think that also was a big thing for me this offseason, was, you know, creating a mindset for practice and really trying to have a game mentality during the whole practice day. And then just that, really, I mean, the mindset aspect and the physical for me is, and maybe emotions too, how to control emotions and stuff. I don't know. I work on everything, man.
And last year was such an unusual year, not only the pandemic, but you're traded. When you got done with everything, how did you view it in terms of progress for you?
I mean, it was definitely a wild year. It was a year of learning, a year of different experiences. But I just took it in stride, and I just let God work, and whatever happens, happens. It was a blessing this year. It's different. I did get traded, you know, to the Indians. I'm with my brother now, and I don't know. I didn't really see last year as really any different other than the games. It was still, you know, baseball season. We were still trying to win a championship no matter what team you're on. So other than that, it was all right.
It seemed like you really enjoyed your time with San Diego, and it looked like a fun group to be around.
Yeah, no, great
team. Did that make the trade difficult in hindsight, but maybe work out okay once you got into the situation here?
Yeah, I mean, San Diego was a blessing. That team was awesome. The players, the staff, you know, head office, all of them were incredible. And when I got traded, it was meeting more new, incredible people with another, you know, amazing group of teammates, awesome coaching staff and head office and stuff. I went from one great group just to another. And I'm here to work hard for them and play the hardest I can and be the best leader and teammate and person I can be.
The last time you're on the field went really well at the postseason, albeit I know it was probably shorter than the team had hoped. But for you, you had great success. What did that do for you heading into the offseason?
I think I'm trying to carry that kind of confidence and that mindset that I had those few games into next season or this season, and just grow from there, you know, have that approach, you know, be very disciplined and just, you know, have that winning mentality. When you face, you know, an amazing team like the Yankees with phenomenal players left, right, and center, like you're facing studs all over the field, you really have to focus and just really stay locked in because of how good they are. And, you know, one wrong move by you, they can execute something else. You know what I mean? It's like, you really got to play hard, smart, because teams like that, you can, I don't know, they're that good.
When you look at this spring, there's been some talk that you'll see some time at first base, some time in the outfield. What are the challenges of that as you prepare for a season, knowing that you may bounce around a little bit to get your playing time?
I mean, I'm blessed to be out there whenever I am, and I'm thankful. And whenever I'm out there, whether it's first base, right field, outfield, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to play hard. I'm just going to try to, you know, help the team win the game. So for me, I want to play. It don't really matter where. I just want to kind of be involved in the game and help the team in any way I can.
Family-wise, certainly well-documented. Your brother Bo's in the organization, and he's in big league camp for the first time. What has the spring been like so far with you guys living together for the first time in quite some time?
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's really fun to come home and kind of discuss our days together and kind of leave it at that. I just want to, you know, hear how his day went, what did he do, or what the struggles of today were for him, and then I'll tell him mine and stuff. But yeah, no, just kind of, it's really surreal being in this this moment and this opportunity with Noah specifically, because we get to wake up and go to the field together, and I get to see him all day long, and then we get to go home together and chill. I mean, it's really cool, and it is very surreal.
I know there's a little age gap there, but how close were you guys growing up, whether it be sports or other activities that you used to do?
Yeah, we were always very close. We kind of always been involved in sports together, whether it's school activities or you know, outside of school, clubs or camps. Like we'd always do things together, and we'd always want to be together doing it. And then when Miles came, it was all about, you know, involving him and stuff. So we're very close knit and very tight.
And you mentioned Miles, and he's kind of following in the footsteps. What do you got scouting report on him?
I don't got nothing, man. He's a great player. He plays hard. He loves the game, and he also just wants to win. Yeah, he'll give you his heart.
When you look at the Indians heading into the season, obviously some roster moves in the offseason will impact the ball club, but some new faces too, and I think you could still consider yourself that, and you get to start as a full season now in spring training. What are you seeing around the clubhouse and hopes for the season to come, even with some roster changes?
I mean, a lot of good energy. The vibes are kind of great around the locker room. Everyone's always happy to see everyone when they arrive, and you know, we're kind of going through the beginning of the spring training process, so we'll be doing a lot of team stuff, and which is great. We got to, you know, be around each other more and just kind of show that love and become kind of more of a unit and as a family as days go on. So I'm excited to see you by the end of spring where we're at.
And obviously pitchers and catchers have been here, but yeah. You had a good friend show up yesterday. How did that go in Fran Mill Ray?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I was very happy to see him. I don't know. Whenever we see each other, it's great. He's my dog.